Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right. Checking in at
number 5.
Donald Trump, who's doing pretty good.
He's ahead just about everywhere.
Doing pretty good. He says there's no question he's going to be the candidate here, right? He's told that to everybody, even though he wouldn't tell it to CBS News today. Actually, CBS News told him he couldn't be on with them.
He couldn't tell them that because he was going to call in, right? And they didn't want that.
Right. Because he was like, I don't have time to get in front of the camera. Because first of all, I set up a camera. It's not working. I don't look good. The thing in my ear isn't working. So I'm just going to call everybody. He's the only person I know and get away with calling network television shows and get away with it and call in. They take his call.
He didn't look good. You mean he didn't have that orange makeup on that he normally does? There's a makeup tutorial on YouTube that's got like a million hits that shows you put Cheetos on your face to get the Donald Trump effect. Crumble it up.
I think that what's really going on there is that he has a tanning bed. I'm not trying to be catty here. I think he does actually have a tanning bed on board Trump One or whatever the name of the plane is.
He might, but he's the only guy to still use those little plastic goggles because you can see the lines around his eyes. Mm-hmm. They have little stickers now if you wanted to use those. Don't they, Violetta? We have to ask her when she gets back. She's on important traffic calls.
What? I don't know. First of all, you're not supposed to use a tanning bed anyway.
You're not supposed to, and people do, and this is what happens.
All right, here we go. Anyway, that's not why. That's, again, not why anybody called.
No.
Here we go. Republican lawmakers are starting to get very, very worried about this, and they've gone public with their private anxieties. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that he has no choice.
Well, I can only speak for myself. I intend to support the nominee of our party. I don't really have anything to add. I understand the rules of the convention are that when you get to 1,237 votes, you're the nominee. And we're focusing on our business here in the Senate.
I mean, I think what's interesting here is that I've also heard people say that they don't really think Donald Trump will hurt the chances of Republicans getting elected elsewhere because a lot of people realize he's not really representative of the party, but that Cruz could be a bigger problem for the party because some people are saying if he's your nominee, then we'll reject him, too, in terms of the voters may reject him.
Yeah, well, I think that the argument that will be made in the fall, if it is Donald Trump on the Republican ticket, is that do you want a Republican House and Senate with Donald Trump as the Republican leader, even though the Republicans in the House and the Senate don't want Donald Trump as a Republican leader. So it becomes a very interesting...
It'd be a fight either way, yeah, right, between Donald and the Republican House and Senate or Donald and Democrats.
Right. Checking in at...
Number 4.
Melania Trump was not a typical Slovenian girl.
No.
And that's what her ex-boyfriend, Jurij Zorčič, told ABC News.
We met each other like in a movie. This is a small street in the old part of town in Ljubljana. This is a place where I have met for the first time Melania. I was on my motorbike, Vespa. I have just been driven up there. Boom, 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 and I was alone. Nobody was nowhere, and she has been walking down this street, and I have been on my Vespa, and I have already passed her, and in my mind or in my head, I have one moment. Wow, who was this girl?
He's on his Vespa.
Hold
it's
on
like a
second.
Movie.
Hold on a second.
What, you don't believe?
First
it?
Of all, I saw this. In what was that? What was the that Mamma Mia?
Oh.
I saw this in Mamma Mia. I saw how this goes. Was it Mamma Mia? What was the one that takes place where they're all in like? What's
yeah,
the
that was where some tourists when
where they're
met
in
the
Greece
local
and,
boys.
And
yeah.
The girl runs away to Greece. The mom runs away, and now the girl's getting I saw this is in a movie.
So you think he made up his story?
Either that, or this is a Sacha Baron Cohen bit.
You think it's
this is not really fake? The boyfriend.
Well, NBC News and everybody else is putting it out there. Interviewed this guy. You assume they vetted him.
And now the couple dated for several months and spent summer days by the Croatian coastline.
which is apparently stunning and beautiful.
With a group of friends, despite the brief time they spent together, Zorchik remembers Melania fondly.
She's so beautiful. I must turn back. I must follow her. And I stopped with my motorbike, boom, 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 and asked her, hey, sorry, I'm Yuri. Who are you? She was very, very beautiful. I was impressed about her beauty from the first moment. She was very, very nice dressed, very extraordinarily dressed. And her behavior was very, very classy.
Was that interview with Athena on Halsted?
I think it might have been.
It's the same music.
There you go.
Same music.
I don't know. Come on. This is not real.
Well, if you really want to delve into the Zorchik story, apparently there is some stuff out there about him and connected to some business errors and things like that. So
she's used to it.
Checkered past.
Yeah, then she's okay with that then. Yeah.
But it does sound too good to be real, maybe just because of the music. I'm not sure.
What is this from? Good Morning America? This is from Good Morning America. They threw the bouzouki music on back of it. First of all, is that, I don't know.
It's definitely Greek. I can vouch for that. I didn't know it was Slovenian.
Right. I mean, I guess in the Adriatic, you'd play stuff sort of like this. I don't know. Violetta, you're from this part of the world. Does that make sense? Does that music sound like it should be being played here?
Yeah,
all
for
right.
sure.
Okay.
It's totally appropriate.
Totally appropriate.
Passes the authenticity test. Okay.
I don't believe that this is the guy. I cannot believe it. I coming down my Vespa.
I know. Doesn't seem right.
And
they
go boom, 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 boom. And then we get off and
so
we get
beautiful.
We go behind the rock and we go boom, 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 boom. What the hell is going on here?
You might be right about that.
This guy. We're going to find out. This is not. Wait, there's one more. Let's listen to him.
She was never a typical Slovenian girl. But I'm sure nobody believed 20, 25 years ago that Melania Knaus will live at the top of the world. I mean, in New York City, which is the center of the world, on Fifth Avenue in the Trump Tower.
Okay, Borat.
Did he say Trump or Trump?
Trump Tower. He's going to be the Trump Tower. He's going to go to the top of Trump Tower.
Yeah.
And she's going to be First Lady of the United States.
He also talked about how certain parts of her body have changed, and he did go into those types of details as well.
You know, hips get wider. I don't know if I like this. And then she seems to have big boob now. She doesn't have boob. When does she get boob?
That's
how does she
get
such big boob right there? I don't know.
I don't think he would question it.
No, I remember. You know, she had a little tikka boob, but now she got the big boob.
There's something about this that doesn't feel quite right.
It's not right. This is not. I mean, now it's interesting because you would imagine that they would be out there decrying this guy if he's not really the guy. Do you think Donald is asking her right now?
Well, Donald has already.
Who's this guy?
Donald has said everything. His people have said that everything is pure fiction. This
boom,
guy.
Boom! 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 Boom!
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, this is good. Then we go and I meet her on my Vespa. We go up the hill, and there she is. She's beautiful, like my angel, and they're going to make a boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
With her little boob. I don't know. She's got to have on the. No, she's got the big boob, but I don't understand.
Okay. I think that was my waiter at Greek Islands today.
It does
honest
sound
honest to
like
God,
that.
Doesn't it sound. It does, right? Yeah. I make special for you. What do you want? Do you want which salad do you want? I mean, special.
How do you want your lamb?
All right.
Better question.
Right now, Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.
Let's boom, see. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, 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 boom. Brought to you by Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Treat yourself to a night of music by the CSO. Here are symphonic favorites like Brahms, Symphony No. 2, Rimsky, Korsakov's Scheherazade, and Mahler's Fourth. Experience the CSO, Ricardo Muti, and special guests in Orchestra Hall. Order today, cso.org/thrill.
Boom, 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 boom.
Now here, Violetta Patromatic, WGN traffic trouble spots. We go up upside the hill in Vespa now.
Plan your home improvement and DIY projects Sunday mornings on WGN TV. Watch House Smarts with Lou Manfredini, 10:30, followed by Weekend Workbench at 11. Lou!
That's what they're saying. All right, here we go. Continue on with the top five at five.
Number 3.
Oh, boy. Hulk Hogan. Yeah. had to take the stand in St. Petersburg, Florida today. There's a civil trial. He's suing Gawker, the website, because they posted a video of him having the boom, boom, boom with the lady next door, who is his best friend's wife, actually.
Can you translate that from Slovenian for us?
The Bubba the Love Sponge,
mm-hmm.
You know, he was a radio guy here in Chicago for a very short period of time.
He was on Howard Stern, wasn't that right?
He was on the Howard Stern Network for a while.
Got it.
Bubba's been a gigantic, like, Tampa area talk show host for years, radio personality for years. And he's best friends with Hulk Hogan, and then Hulk did the boom, boom, boom with his wife. And Hulk said, listen, this was all bad, because that led to a divorce.
I thought I had everything behind me, and then when the sex tape hit, my whole world went upside down and everything changed from my personal life to life on the street. I thought I had my act together again and I was moving forward, and this tape totally sabotaged me again. It derailed me.
Now, he went into detail yesterday about how it was that he got approached by the couple in the first place to get involved in this.
He would say, hey, Hootie, Heather says she wants to see you naked, or Heather wants to have sex with you, or Heather wants to see the size of your p- in it. It started out like that.
That's how it always starts.
Right, exactly. And then I go, and I'm going up the hill to see Melania, and I go, boom, 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 boom. I wonder how I'm going to look naked in front of her. All right. This thing is really spinning out of control.
I don't understand. Why is this in court? He's a celebrity. There was a tape.
He's suing Gawker for running the tape.
Yeah, I know, but if it's, I don't know.
That's a private individual. You know, that's what he's, I don't know.
He's
Who
saying,
knows?
Okay.
Saying they took advantage of him, man.
Number two.
All right, last night, first night on the air for a bunch of people after the late night talk show hosts, after the Thursday debate of the GOP, which was its own reality show in and of itself. Here's nightly host Larry Wilmore.
Mm-hmm.
Who does not, he and a dear friend of the show, Gilbert Gottfried, as far as Gilbert knows, they talked about what they are calling a new hashtag concerning especially Donald Trump, blank jokes matter. This is the blank jokes matter movement, not black, blank,
mm-hmm.
because finally, it's the first time ever that the male appendage has become the center of a political debate.
I remember when I got my first joke. My father passed it down to me. I was going to pass it down to my son. Maybe not the whole thing, but at least just the tip. Jokes matter.
This would be D-jokes.
Right.
D-jokes,
this is referencing the presidential election.
Yeah.
That's what's so hard to.
Yeah.
You're sort of happy sad when you're laughing at that.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm more sad.
Yeah.
Laugh because I'm scared. And then finally.
Number one.
All right. Donald Trump's use of foul language was compiled in an attack ad today.
Uh-oh.
Did you see this?
I did.
This is pretty good right here. It's called, this 30-second ad is called The Best Words. And it's by a super PAC.
I went to an Ivy League school. I'm very highly educated. I know words. I had the best words.
Listen, you mother.
He gets the nomination. They're going to sue his ass. She said he's a. I don't give a.
We'll beat the out of them.
They're ripping the out of the sea. Bullshit. What the hell are we doing?
You're not going to raise that price.
I had the best words.
And you can tell them to go. Themselves.
American Future Fund Political Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
And that won't matter.
No, won't matter. It will not matter.
Nothing.
Yeah, all right. Although we learned a lot about the Slovenian coast today. Things I never thought I would learn.
It seems like it might be a place to go for your Mamma Mia.
Yes. Boom, 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 boom. We have the boom, 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 boom. And next thing you know, I'm on Vespa with her. And we're making love on Vespa, even though she has small boobs. All right, here we go. Oh, my. This is the world in which we now live, isn't it? Yeah, that's
political theater.
This does not seem right under any circumstances whatsoever.
The top five at five.